Blog Talk Radio.
Man's kids, another man's babies. Will you be a stepdad? Will you be a pop? Will you be the one? Will you be the Mr. Dave, Mr. Rob, Mr. Troy, Mr. This, Mr. That, in order to take on the role of the family man of your non-biological or bonus family? Will you do it? Now, the reason that I think this is an important topic is because it's very prevalent out here. Single parenthood is a really, really prevalent topic out here. Whether you agree with it, whether you think that it's a good thing, whether you think that it's a bad thing, whether you think that it's a fad, whether you think that there's way too much of it, the reality of the situation is that it's here, and it seems to be here to stay for the foreseeable future. But what are our thoughts about single parenthood? You know, I mean, I listen to a lot of relationship shows, and I hear some strange things, and maybe they're just strange to me. Maybe these are just things that sound unfamiliar to me. Maybe they are very prevalent out here, and I'm just missing the boat. So I'm going to ask y'all and see if maybe I'm just not catching the boat, or I'm just not down, and let's see where we can go with it. But a lot of relationship coaches and so-called experts will say, or are saying, that a single mother does not have the freedom to have the pick of the litter of the man that she wants. In other words, if a woman has kids, and this is at any age, by the way, but if an unmarried woman has kids, she kind of has to take what she gets as far as what man that she is to choose, or who chooses her. Like, if you are a single mother, you can't expect a man to hold you down and hold your kids down, hold the family down, be there for you, give 100% of himself to you, be loyal to you, choose you above all of these women out here who don't have kids and all that kind of stuff. And when I hear them talk like that, I'm thinking, like, where they live at? Sure, there are plenty of men who will not date women who have kids, and plenty of women who will not date men who have kids. But compared to the other side, compared to the men and women who are prepared to date, marry, or be in a serious relationship with women or men who have children, it seems like there's no comparison. It actually raises my eyebrows when I hear somebody say, or turn their nose up against somebody, turn their nose up to somebody who has kids. Like, you know, I don't want to deal with no baby mama drama. I don't want to deal with no baby daddy drama and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, it's normal and should be expected that you don't want to deal with the baby, with the baby father or baby mama drama. However, that doesn't seem like a big enough deterrent to keep you from either having a sexual experience or an emotional loving experience. It doesn't seem to be that much of a big barrier. It seems like a hurdle that many of us have to overcome, or that some of us would try to avoid at all costs as far as the drama of it is concerned. The person that the drama may surround was like, no, I'm going to have her. I'm just going to make sure that I don't, you know, get involved in that drama that comes with any of their baby fathers or their baby moms. What do y'all think? Do y'all think it's more common or uncommon that in the dating scene you're going to encounter people who don't have kids or that have kids? For me, it's a no-brainer. I don't expect, I'm 52. But whether I was 42 or whether I was 32, and I ain't going to lie, even at 22, I wasn't going to be surprised if a woman had kids. No way. Once we became adults, listen, if we grew up in an era where there were a lot of teenage parents, why would we think that as we got older, there would be less, single parent situations? I mean, like I said, to me, it was a no-brainer. I knew or fully expected that a woman would have kids. If she was cute, I knew that one of these dudes was going, he was going to let one of them nuts, do what it was supposed to do. It was going to let nature take its course. If she was bad with a body and all of that, somebody was going to put a body inside of that body. It seemed like that happened more often than not. As a matter of fact, while we're talking about it, let me ask y'all this. All of y'all fine women out there, all of y'all beautiful women, all of y'all women out there that used to have to beat niggas off. Come on, man, get out of here. No, I'm with him, or I want him, not you. All of y'all who have had that experience, being young and firm, you know what I'm saying? Having basically the pick of the litter out there. Did you find that the men that you were dealing with were actually trying to get you pregnant more often than trying to make sure that they didn't get you pregnant? Now, because I can't speak on that, I have never actively maybe twice. I think I've only tried to actually get a girl pregnant twice. And the first time I was tripping. So I was crazy glad that didn't go down. Till this day, I'm thinking about, like, what the hell were you thinking? Yeah, because I wasn't thinking. But the second one actually made sense. We had been together for a long time, years. And so, it only made sense that we both wanted that. And that didn't even happen. So, but I know that most women that I've known, good-looking women, regular-looking women, really, really, really pretty women, fat women, skinny women, well-built women, brick house women, long-haired women, short-haired women, bald-haired women, women with pretty teeth, women with a gap in their teeth, women with hardly any teeth. Most women that I know have had men in their lives that tried to lock them down with a baby. Most of the ones that I know, that has been their story. So it seemed pretty, from all of the women that I've known, and I mean a lot, I've met countless and countless amounts of women over my life. I'm just talking about that I've met, doing this show, doing comedy shows, I've met thousands and thousands of people. And most women that I've talked to have had an experience or multiple experiences with men trying to get them knocked up, men that they were going with, men that they were dating, men that they were messing around with, men that they were serious with, men that they were married to. And most of the women that I know had to exercise their own birth control. Because if it wasn't for that, most of the men, I mean, they would have had babies by, it would have been like having a baby by a deck of cards. The Jack, the King, the Ace, everybody would have had kids. So being that as it is, somebody has to take care of these kids. And it's not always going to be the biological parent. So when we talk about whether a man will or will not take care of another man's babies, we have a gumbo of emotions, a gumbo of situations, a gumbo of people, a gumbo of places. We have a gumbo, a whole plethora, a whole amalgamation and a big mix of ingredients that go into this situation and into this question. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. T. Carry Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right in your sight. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. It's always a pleasure. Glad to see you. All right, so that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all, on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Whether a man will or will not take care of another man's babies, what do you know? What do you know? During a pandemic. Y'all know we're dealing with a lot of pandemic babies. You know, in the year 2000, 2021, you know, cats was cooped up, especially in 2020. People was cooped up, wall to wall on some Chris Brown shit. Me and my baby, we was wall to wall. A lot of babies came out of that. And a lot of those relationships that may have been secure before the pandemic are not as secure anymore. Many of them have ended, but the baby's still here. Are all of them doing a really effective job at co-parenting? I would like to think that that's the situation. But even if that's not the situation, we know that those women who have had children since then, before then, after then, whatever, I don't hear a lot of women complaining that they have trouble finding men who want to be with them because they have kids. But I have heard women be told by men that they're going to have a hard time finding men to be with them or to want to be with them because they have one child. Two children, three children, four, five. I've known to be done with six and even seven. If a woman is worthy, a man is going to come on through. And even if he said he would never do that shit before, he going to do what he has to do. Because if a man really loves a woman, he takes a package that comes along with her. And that's not just between her legs. He will take all those eggs and make them hatch, and he will put a patch on anything that damages hell. And he can take care of one, two, three babies as well. And he'll say, well, this one is worth it. It may not have been worth it before, but I'm going to do this shit, and I'm going to even the score. Yo, cap to save a hoe, cap to save a bro. I got to do what I got to do. My heart says so. And I'm going with that. You don't like that? That's on you. I've got to do what I got to do. And my mama don't like, my daddy don't like, my brothers and sisters don't like it. Speaking of brothers and sisters and all of that, I mean, come on, man. Does anybody's parents tell them, well, ain't no man going to want you with no bunch of babies? Do parents tell their daughters that? I know they must not be telling their sons that, because these young boys don't give a fuck. They got one baby mama, two baby mama, three baby mama, four baby mama, five baby mama. They ain't even 30 years old, six baby mamas. All right. All right. Let's get it started. I came here to get started, to cold act ill and get retarded. Okay. All right. My brother Cal Dune is all up in the Plizzies. It's busy. Good to see me some Yizu for Rizzy. All right, TK Wright says, it's rare to meet someone of a certain age who are without children. I would say that. TK Wright also says, back before my two youngest children, I've had someone tell me that was their goal. I know they did. I don't know no women. I don't know no women who were girls who didn't have a man trying to shoot up the place. Pew, pew, I love you. Pew, 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 pew. I'm reloading the magazine for the clip. You know, because as you get to the top of the magazine, it gets harder to put the bullets in. Pew, 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 pew. Okay, it's a 40. Pop, pop. Is you pregnant? You miss your period? Did I hear you throwing up? No. No, I'm not pregnant. Okay, okay. I'm glad you... Pew, 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 pew. Yo, when your period come on? Okay. Yeah, because a man's supposed to know when his woman period come on. So he can make sure that it don't come on no more. Pew, pew, pew. Pop, pop, pop. Pew, pew. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah. Come on, man, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. You know, niggas done tried to shoot up the crib. Put all the holes in the wall. Keep shooting till you hit the egg. Keep shooting till you hit the egg. Yo, you gotta keep shooting till you hit the egg. And yo, the baby, yo, you can beg for her to get the abortion, for her to have it, whatever your goals in mind, you got to do what you got to do. Shoot it up in the coup, but not in the behind. You know, if you hit it in the behind, you ain't going to have no babies. We're not going to, all right, I'm not going to get extra nasty. Okay. Okay. All right. Hold on. Peace to you too, Cal Doom. Peace to you, Chiselle DeZoom. Stacey White says, I had to use birth control. Ladies, T. Carrie Wright and Stacey, did you or have you had to secretly use birth control? Like you had to, you didn't tell your man that you was dropping that pill or that you had that IUD inserted. Have you ever had to hide the fact that you were on birth control because somebody was trying to knock you up and you wasn't ready for that? Maybe you wanted to have babies with them one day, but not at that time. Maybe you didn't feel like they were in a good place to be a good father or even a good baby father to you at that time. So have you ever had to secretly take a pill and lie to him like, I ain't on nothing. I don't know why you not getting me pregnant. We be doing it all the time, and I be letting you do your thing, little bump in the grind, yo, bump in the grind, I said, a bump in the grind, and then pew, 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 yeah, bump in the grind, I said, pew, 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 a bump in the grind, you know what I'm saying? They said, Lord, he'll help him. Yeah, I'm just saying, man. TK Wright says, my boyfriend, when I was 16, was successful in his quest. After that, I dang near tied my own tubes. Yo, you got to chill. Okay. Stacey White says, yes, you secretly had to take birth control because you knew that somebody you was dealing with was trying to get you knocked up. Listen, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. My mom told me that she had to secretly get on the pill when it came to me. She said I was going to be her last child no matter what. She said my dad was trying to lock her down. And they was married. They had been married 8 years? 8 years before I was born. 8 or 9 years, something, whatever. So, yeah, she said, I wasn't just going to be having a bunch of babies for this man when I know he wasn't doing the right thing outside the marriage. She said it. She said, I knew he was doing other things. He already had a child before me and him ever got together. So that was one. But I knew he wasn't done even when we were in the marriage. So she knew that he had kids or was messing around outside of the marriage. So she was like, no, you're not going. My mom told me that she would have had 5 kids instead of 3 because she had 3 children and she had a miscarriage and she had a baby that was born, not stillborn, but the baby only lived for a few days or something like that. The baby had a name and everything. So it would have been 5 of us instead of 3. And my mom, being who she was, she said, nah, we ain't doing this. I see what's going on. She came from a big family where she felt like her mom was pinned down with all of these kids while her dad was, you know, doing what he did. Her dad took care of home, but, you know, 10 children and an unprofessional lifestyle. Well, they had to share a lot. They didn't grow up with a lot, and she didn't want that situation. But the bottom line is she faked like she wasn't on birth control when she was, because she knew he wasn't going to agree with that. Like, how you going to be married? How are we going to be married and you acting like, you know, you want to take the pill? No. So she said, all right. You know, she's a smart woman. Nah, I ain't going to keep arguing with my man. I ain't going to keep fighting with my man. Not over something I can control my goddamn self. I ain't got to challenge him on everything. Yeah, baby, go ahead, do your thing. I don't know why I'm not getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. Maybe you maxed my eggs out with Omar. But she said it wasn't no babies coming up in that belly after you, and she got her tubes tied. So she was already on the pill, and then she got her tubes tied, like checkmate. And she didn't give a fuck whether he liked it or not. She said, nah, the buck stops here. All my kids are going to be by one dude. But after that, when they eventually separated and divorced, I wonder if she thought that she would have a problem, you know, finding a man or finding love for herself because she had 3 children. And she had 3 school-age children. We wasn't babies. You know how much harder it is when you got damn near, you know, when you have not grown kids, but you have kids that ain't babies. You know, a lot of men might be reluctant to come up into a situation like that because they feel like the attachment to their father that the kids may have may be strong and may make them rebellious or resentful of the new guy coming in. It's a legitimate concern. But did my mom feel that way? I don't think she did. I'm sure that she was blessed with a big butt and a smile. You know how, you know, Ronnie DeVoe said, don't trust a big butt and a smile. Or was that Michael Bivins? No, I think Ronnie said me and the crew used to do her. Who said can't trust a big butt and a smile? Can't trust a big butt and a smile. Oh, that was actually Ricky Bell, wasn't it? He sang that. Yeah. Can't trust a big butt and a smile, yeah. well, she had a big butt and she had a smile, and I don't think she ever had a problem, you know, finding a man that was willing to hold it down when kids are not. Now, culture has a lot to do with it. Setting has a lot to do with it. If you, I would imagine if you live in a place, if you live in a small town, a place where a lot of people know each other or have access to each other's business and things like that, it might be a little tougher for you. But in a place where, you know, you got a south side, east side, north side, west side, and all of that, and you got different neighborhoods, if you live in a big city where everybody is not interconnected in some type of way, it ain't really going to matter. I don't think it's really going to matter. But I don't know everything, and I don't know every situation, so I'm not going to discount. I'm not going to discount whether there are plenty of situations where men might be like, nah, I'm, you know, I have friends who didn't want to deal with women who had kids, but that's like when we were in our 20s or whatever. But you have to really think about the reason that you don't want to deal with somebody that has kids in the first place. Now, if you think that they're still connected to the person that they had kids by, I can understand. Like if you think that they still love that person, if you think that that person still loves them, if you think that although they might not be actively together right then and there, they are actively together in some type of way, which is going to cause problems for you, maybe even health problems for you. And what I mean by health problems is, you know, violence, or they could be, you know, messing around with each other, burning each other and all of that. Yeah, you know, we don't talk about STDs a lot on this show, but it's something that we have to take into consideration. You don't know who might be dealing with somebody else who's dealing with somebody else, and they come and you know, fuck up. They infected the pool. Yeah. You don't want to go get something that, you don't want to go get something that, you know what I mean, you ain't got no business happening. You don't want to go get something that you ain't want to buy. Stacy said I was being straight selfish. And you look, my dad always said that we practice birth control in every area of our lives. If we try to get somebody pregnant, we're exercising birth control. If we try not to get them pregnant, we're exercising birth control. If we pray to God that we didn't get pregnant this time, that's exercising birth control. Everybody's birth control method is not the best one. But when you find what works, well, there you have it. All right. So, yeah, man, you know, like, so where are all of these men who refuse to have relations or refuse to get with a woman who has kids? I don't know. From my experience, that was Ricky. Yeah, it was Ricky Bell. Yeah, yeah. He sang it. Can't trust a big butt and a smile. Yeah. Or was it? No. Or was it? Yeah. You know, poison. 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 Yeah, Ricky. Oh, okay. Then Ricky said both. He said both. He was the lead singer in BBD, right? All right. Anyway, so from my experience, a man will treat a woman's children the way he feels about that woman. From my experience, a man will treat his own children, his own biological children, the way he feels about that woman. And that's normally the curse instead of the gift. That's normally the curse instead of the gift. And the reason I have to say that that's normally the curse instead of the gift is because if it becomes a situation where he wants the mother of his children and the mother of his children does not want him, so she does not give him access to her, but she'll give him access to his kids. After a while, I mean, he may take care of his kids for a while, but a lot of men will start to neglect their own children or distance themselves from their children because, unfortunately, they can't be with the mom. So as long as the mom plays right, as long as she plays fair with dad in his eyes, as long as she submits to him, then, yeah, he'll take care of his kids. But as soon as she like, nah, me and you really ain't together no more, then he might not take care of his kids, or he might distance himself, or he may become unavailable. And that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. So, you know, I've heard single moms get dogged out on these relationship shows. I've heard single moms be getting dogged out. Like, listen, you got four kids. You ain't got no right to be telling a man what he got to do for you. And I'm like, so if she don't have no kids, she can totally control what another man does for her? Now, y'all have to excuse my warped sense of thinking. Because in my warped sense of thinking, I'm thinking like, it would make more sense to me that the woman with the kids would be more choosy and more demanding over what kind of man she gets and how he will conduct himself. Let me explain. If a woman has children, she has to not only look out for her personal safety and welfare, she has to look out for her children. She not only has to look out for the financial situation of herself, she has to look out for that of her children. She not only has to look out for the future of herself, the emotional future, the mental future, the educational future, the financial future of herself, she also has to look out for that of her children. So it's not about just her anymore. So she can't just, or shouldn't, probably shouldn't just date any man that wants to be with her just because she's cute, or just because she's fine, or just because she has a nice body, or just because he wants to get between her legs. She has to really take the examples that she sets and the examples that she displays in front of her kids. She has to take that into consideration. When she's single, she really only has herself to worry about. So if she doesn't have a man, she has to take care of herself. If she has a man, she still has to take care of herself. But she may be able to demand that he take on some of the load. If you got to have a J-O-B, if you want to be with me, no romance without finance. Now, if a woman has kids, multiple kids, by different father or different fathers, I think the more she dates or the more children that she has, she needs to scrutinize and vet more seriously and closely after each time. And as time goes by, you cannot play around. I don't know if the rest of the world thinks this way. I don't know if women or men with multiple children think this way. But I know I do. It ain't just about me playing around no more. If I have children and I want to get into a serious relationship or a meaningful relationship, I have to think about the things that they're going to see. I have to think about the things that I have to think about the signals that I'm sending and how they're going to be received. I have to think seriously and closely about that. I can't just be out there thinking about just myself or just my dick. I can't do it. I have to really, really, especially if I have the children home with me. Like, nah, I can't have them thinking like, yeah, dad, you know, dad got us and he take care of us, but he just be bringing chicks in and out of here, random chicks. He be lying to them. He be, you know, he just be trying to get a nut. Our dad just be trying to get a nut. No matter no wonder how we got here. As a dad, I couldn't do that. I can't do that. Even if that's what I'm about, even if that's what I do, I can't do that. I can't show them that. That ain't good. That wouldn't be good whether I had sons or daughters. Because a lot of people think that, oh, you can just show boys anything. You can just do anything you want to. A man can do anything around boys and, you know, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. And I'll tell you why it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay that so many young men out here are lost or out here wild or out here gangbanging or out here being violent or out here getting on drugs or out here being depressed or out here without any goals or ambition because they didn't have significant, important, and helpful male figures in their lives, aka fathers. That's not okay. And it's also not okay if the men that were in their lives have co-signed, stamped, and groomed and conditioned them to be worthless young men. So the reason that I stick and move out here is because my father showed me that it was okay. The reason why I don't give a fuck about nobody out here is because my father showed me that way. The reason that I only mess around with women, play around with their hearts, and just, you know, act irresponsibly out here is because my dad did it, and he showed me that it was okay. He stamped that. No, no. No dice, baby. We can't do that. We cannot. That is not okay. So, y'all a little quiet. Y'all a little quiet tonight for this topic. I think y'all a little quiet. What's going on? You ain't going to tell me. I'm not talking to nobody out there. You ain't gonna tell me. I ain't talking to nobody out there, but since y'all ain't saying nothing, I'm gonna just go ahead and share the show to my groups. You know, maybe they'll participate, you know, since y'all friends. Look, I'm getting selfish now. My dad told me that. Yeah, look, y'all wanna play with me, I'm gonna take my ball. Give me my ball, I'm going home. I'm playing around with y'all. I'm serious, but I'm playing around with y'all at the same time. But yeah, this is I'm just really curious about this situation that's going on tonight. I mean, tonight. That's going on in this world. Like I said, single mothers be getting dogged out. Dogged out by these relationship experts. Telling them that they can't have their pick of the litter of who they want to date and how they should be treated. And these are, a lot of times, these are women saying this. And, you know, as far as single parenthood is concerned, I don't know, man. People talk about single parenthood like that shit is a poison. I understand it on one behalf. On the whole, I think that we have to deal with the situations that we are facing out here. We may not always want to be in the position that we're in, but we have to deal with any position that we're in. As a parent, things get hard for you, and you might not always want to be a parent. You might long for the days or miss the days when you only had yourself to think about. When you really think about it, in the days before you had children, were you really taking care of yourself? Be honest with yourself. It's flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. In the days, I'm talking to my single parent people out here, my single parents out here. Think back before you had children, before you had the first one, the second one, the third one, the bonus ones, the extra ones, the stepkids. Before you had children of your own, were you really taking care of yourself? Because sometimes I think that we be kind of extra decorating the times when we were single. You know, I had it going on before I had kids. I had a good job. I was making all this money. You know, I was going here. I was going there. I hear a lot of people talk about that. But what you said, okay, so you had material things, maybe. Some of y'all did, some of y'all don't. I know plenty of people who don't have children that's still struggling, still ain't getting no money out here. But you know what? I really know a lot of single people who don't have children. What I've known them to do, be prone to depression. I've known so many people who don't have no kids, and I'm like, the worst thing that could probably happen to you or for you right now is for you to have kids. Because you ain't ready. You postpartum, you prepartum. I know a bunch of single people who abuse drugs, single people who don't have children. They abuse drugs. They abuse alcohol. They physically abuse themselves. They allow themselves to be physically abused. They don't pick and choose well. They deal with people who don't treat them well. They involve themselves in situations that could take away their freedom and all of that kind of shit. But I don't hear nobody talk about this before they had kids. Everybody was hunky-dory. Everybody's situation was just a one big utopian panacea before they had kids. And I'm like, I knew some of these people before they had kids. Everybody wasn't Rihanna before they had kids. Everybody wasn't Brandy before they had kids. Boy, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of fronting going on out here. Were you taking care of yourself? Were you really taking care of your inner self? Were you doing the internal work that needed to be done for yourself before you had kids? Be honest with yourself, because you know the truth. Somebody else knows the truth too. Some of y'all have been honest in that y'all said that having that baby or having your baby saved your life, because you knew that you were abusing yourself and allowing yourself to be abused before you had kids. Real shit. Everybody wasn't just out here buying cars, jumping on planes, going on vacations and living their best life before they had kids. A lot of y'all was struggling like fuck. A lot of y'all didn't have no direction. A lot of y'all didn't know what y'all were doing. A lot of y'all were just, messed up in the head and heart for no good reason. Well, there are reasons, but you know what I mean. You know what I am saying. You know what I am saying. Caldoon says, for me, dating a single mother isn't the issue. Nowhere near as much as an issue if said children were disrespectful, delinquent demons. We don't do badass kids over here. I understand that. Every parent has a responsibility to make sure that their kids are respectful. And if kids aren't respectful, guess what? Their parents aren't respectful. There ain't no way around that. There isn't any way around that. And here's the crazy thing, Caldoon. Here's the crazy, crazy, crazy thing. A woman can be sweet and disrespectful. I know plenty of them. Sweet but disrespectful. Listen, I live in the city of Philadelphia. And here's what I know about a lot of Philadelphia women. hard as nails on the outside. You know, it wasn't always that way, but they've always been tough. But now they're more tough on the outside than I've ever, I mean, they more, I hate to say this, but they more tough on some masculine shit now. Before they used to be more tough. They used to be tougher on some feminine shit. Like they had an emotional toughness. But here's what I know about Philadelphia women. Philadelphia women, they, you know, they be on that, well, you know, well, yeah, you know what I mean? Ain't no sucker motherfucker going to be blah, 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 blah. You ain't got it like that over here. And if you going to come over here, you got to make sure that your shit is right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm looking at you, blah, 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 blah. All of that shit, they will do a lot to scare a motherfucker off. If a dude is soft, if a dude is scared, if a dude is unsure, if a dude is unconfident, he ain't going to be able to deal with a lot of Philadelphia women from the gate, because he will be scared from even pursuing. But here's what I also know about Philadelphia women. They're just like disrespectful or troubled teenagers. You know how respectful, troubled teenagers are so rebellious. They talk about what you can't make them do, what they not going to do, and what they will do if you try to make them blah, 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 blah. But you know how they are when you get them by themselves and you show them love and you show them understanding and you show them compassion and you ask them right in their face and look them right in their eye, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, when they don't have an audience and they know you care about them, but they know you care about them, but you're going to be stern. So those disrespectful teenagers, those troubled youth, and those Philadelphia women who are hard as titanium on the outside, when you get them by themselves and you ask them, what the fuck is going on with you? What are you doing? Why are you acting that way? What are you doing? That ain't you. You know, I know that ain't you. And I don't care what everybody else thinks you are, but I know what you really are. What, talk to me. And then you see the tears start to stream down their eyes, and then they start telling you what's really wrong. They start telling you what's going on because they know you care. So it's the... That's what we're dealing with a lot of people who don't have kids. That's what we're dealing with. And for a lot of those sweet but disrespectful women out there, those sweet and disrespectful mothers out there, that's kind of how you have to deal with them. You kind of have to bring the hammer down with compassion. Like, look, I said I fucking love you, but you going to stop fucking playing with me. Kinda. Yeah, you know. Whether that's literal or, what's the other word? Figurative. Yeah. Whether it's one or the other. It's the real deal. So, yeah, I can understand wanting to make sure that you don't have the struggle of dealing with a woman that you're trying to get it together with mentally and emotionally, and then having to deal with her kids who may be running interference. I understand that. Okay, TK Wright says, I know dudes who would take care of someone else's kids. I know plenty of them. To be honest with you, I only know dudes who will do it. I've heard men say that they wouldn't do it, but they be lying. If they like the chick enough, they'll do it. They will fucking do it. It all goes back to how much do you want the woman? How much value does the girl have? Because if she has a lot of value to you, you're going to do whatever it takes. And this is bigger than just the pussy. This is bigger than the pussy. It is. Now, a lot of people use that as an excuse. Like, yeah, man, the pussy was so good. Shit, I took care of her kids, my kids, kids that I ain't have yet. I took care of each one of my sperms. And you know it's billions of them niggas. It ain't the pussy. The kitty is good. The kitty is good. But the woman holding the kitty is always the best. The kitty is good. But what makes the kitty extra, extra good is the woman attached to that motherfucker. Because you got to go through her to get to the kitty. I ain't never seen a kitty out there by herself. Like, look, I'm just out here being good by myself. My mom at home, she let the kitty go out by herself. GK Wright says, there are men who like to throw it in a father's face that he plays daddy. Yeah. And I think that's a dangerous game to play. But hey. Thanks for sharing the show, Steak. I appreciate it. Matter of fact, please make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get It Mism Show. Thank you. Bless you all, too. Bless you. Appreciate it. Oh, guys, appreciate it. But we're talking about whether a man will or will not take care of another man's baby, another man's kids. And I think, because I know that there are plenty of men who will take care of another man's children, but he got to love the mother. He got to like him some mama, you know. He might not open up the wallet all the way. He might not always rev up the car and take everybody down to Dave and Buster's or Chuck E. Cheese or the park or Six Flags. He might not do it right out the gate. But trust and believe, if he feeling that woman, he going to inch his way to her. You know what I mean? You know how you ever be in line with somebody? You ever be in line behind somebody and the line ain't moving, so you just keep getting closer to the person that's in front of you? So you was all the way back here. The person in front of you was there. So you think the line is moving. So, you know. All right, line is going kind of slow, but at least it's moving. Mm-hmm. This is how a man is when, you know, he is about to start taking care of kids that ain't his when he said he probably wouldn't or when he wasn't welcome in the situation. All right, get a little closer. The line ain't moving. But you're closer to the person in front of you. You almost getting booty person in front of you. Hope that the person in front of you ain't a man. It's a woman. I said, hope that the person in front of you ain't a woman. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the line ain't moving. But you just keep getting closer to the person that's in front of you. Closer to the person that's in front of you. All right, you and the kids, I'm down with y'all. I'ma take care of one. I'ma take care of all. It's all for one and one for all. Yo, we like a tree standing quite tall. Just like a building, steel and concrete, glad to meet you. Yeah, and I beat you with the love that's in my heart. I've been down with you since the beginning and the start. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get It Mr. Joe's. And we're talking about whether a man will or will not take care of another man's kids. Whether a man will or will not take care of another man's kids, I front end like you ain't never had no contribution. And I'm going to tell you something else, single mothers. If you deal with a man that don't like your kids or don't want to like your kids, then whatever happens is on you. It's all on you. Because I wish I would deal with a woman that would disrespect or show anything less than a whole lot of love to my child or my children. We ain't having that. That is not a pass that you're going to get. You are not going to ease yourself into acting like you like mine. Because we ain't here for you, and I wouldn't expect a woman to be there for me. I wouldn't expect that. Not when she got cheered. Not when she got cheered. She got cheered and of her own. All right, y'all, we got to get on the body here. Come on, what we doing? Thing all slow? Come on, computer, don't be acting slow on me. Don't be getting slow on me. We, me, you, us, we. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Maxine Shoecraft turning 57 years old today, and Julie Johnson turning 50 years old today, and Carmelita Casares turning 34 years old today, and Bill Ingram turning 63 years old today, and Nasira Muslima turning 36 years old today, and last but not least, the woman who is affectionately known to her peoples as Queen, and she came on one of our hikes before. Her name is Elaine Brown Blackman. Elaine Brown Blackman, and known as Queen. I didn't know she was that old, and I don't mean that in a bad way. So when she came on our hike, she was already like 65. She was a good 65. This is 2023. She came on our hike, I think, in 2000 and... Yeah, like 2015 or 2016. I want to say 2016. So, yeah. That would have put her at 60, about 64. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go, Elaine. Go, Queen. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 14th, I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, people be saying, I don't want to mess with nobody who got no kids, but I know that if you meet somebody who tugs at your heart, you will do, and what you did, you will take care of whoever comes. You be like, yo, I'll take care of some, or even none, or even one, or even two, or even four. I'll take care of five or even really more. But I got to be feeling you. I'm feeling you. And we going to do what we came to do with each other. That's what I came to do. And I hope that the Lord blesses me to be with you for the rest of my life. You might be my girl right now, even living girl, but one day you be my wife. And the goal is to be together forever and be able to carve our initials in the wood. And I'm talking about the tree. You know what I'm talking about when you be walking in the woods with your girl. Yo, yo. All right, anyway. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon with another Daily Go Get a Business show, like 1 o'clock between 1 and 1:30. So make sure. I'm sorry. It will be the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I'm sorry. It will be the Urban Therapy with Sun. I'm sorry. It will be the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Nonetheless, thank y'all for coming on through. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are the best. Emily Dunlap, appreciate you coming on by. All right. Okay. So, Blog Talk, we gonna get